Wednesday, March 2, 1994, 9:14 a.m., the National Crime Authority, Adelaide. A parcel bomb explodes.
Our building really shook, and for us to feel it, then obviously it has to be a really large explosion.
This is a wicked and evil thing that's been done.
Authorities have revealed that the device was made of plastic explosive, eluding metal detectors.
Police officer Jeffrey Bowen is killed.
As a five-year-old, you don't really think your world could fall apart, but it certainly did.
Lawyer Peter Wallace is severely maimed.
As a lawyer and as a human, he valued truth and justice above all else.
And in July 2022, after almost 29 years, the man responsible for this horrible crime was convicted of murder.
Notorious crime boss Dominic Perry will likely die behind bars, a convicted murderer, after he was found guilty of the 1994 NCA bombing.
Today, Dominic Perry has finally been held accountable for the terrible crimes he committed in 1994.
28 years is a long time, but there's no time limit for a court to deliver the right verdict.
This is Colin McLaren.
I was once a detective, a policeman for a long, long time.
As a detective, he went undercover for 3 years inside the mafia. This is The Sting, Australia's biggest mafia infiltration. In this new podcast, Colin takes you through, step by step, his three-year journey inside the Australian mob.
Forget about trying to get on that table. That's never going to happen. Walk over there and think you're going to sit down. You'll burn the whole job. They'll just take the fuck off. Get onto her, infiltrate her, and then maybe in time, who knows, 100 days, maybe she will then introduce me to one of the people on the table, and then we can get into an infiltration to sting the mafia.
The cover stories.
I'm an art dealer, and I love art. Oh, I love art. What do you deal? Christ, she loves art. This is getting easier.
The deceptions.
We now needed to get dirty. We now needed to buy drugs. We now needed to, I guess, bear the fruit of that infiltration. We needed to do what we're supposed to do. And we needed to answer the calls, the screams, the demands from the bosses. Where's the fucking drugs? Where's the criminality? You're doing all this. You're going to dinner. You're having cocktails. You're at nightclubs. You're swanning around the countryside. Where's the crime? Where's the drugs?
The undercover agents.
The infiltration of our targets was first thought of as a daydream, as if we could ever infiltrate the dark world of Italian organised crime. I recall thinking how naive we were, pulling together a backstory. Jude and McLaren as a pair of dodgy art dealers.
And the close calls.
One suburb away, my real girlfriend, my actual girlfriend in life, I was actually spending this particular night at her place trying to keep that relationship alive. It was about 5 o'clock in the morning and the phone rang, my phone rang. I thought, what the hell? At that hour, it's only a problem. So I crawled out of bed and went into the next room and took the call. He said, where are you, Cole? Well, I'm home. No, you're not. We're out the front. Well, and I thought, what the fuck am I going to do?
Access like you've never heard before.
There's another sort of issue with this that probably is very difficult to talk about, but I am convinced that we made the right decision that night. And I couldn't imagine any other way of playing that night.
Across 10 episodes, hear a tale that Colin's been waiting to tell for almost 30 years.
All he could see was millions of dollars worth of money crystallising on the bench in the laboratory. Of course, he was relaxed and bang, it was time for the Maori to ask the questions about the bombing. And he did. And then we got the answers back. The admissions, how he bombed the building. He wished he bombed and killed more police, and he wished he would gladly do it again, and how he accessed red phosphorus, and on it went. All this elation through his showing off about the bombing came out of his mouth onto our tapes.
The Sting, Australia's biggest mafia infiltration. Get the first 8 episodes before anyone else at Apple Podcast subscription from Friday, January 6. Search The Sting.
The Australian government has made changes to its individual income tax rates and thresholds that will provide a tax cut to every Australian taxpayer.
Tax changes come into effect from 1 July 2024. Tax cuts for every taxpayer. Visit taxcuts.gov.au to find out more.